Brian, Ireland in Group D, pretty wide open group. Do you feel you have a good chance of progressing?
I think so, Barry. Zimbabwe, Nepal and England, we feel it's an open group, but we also feel confident that we can progress to the Super League playoffs, which would be a first for Irish cricket, as opposed to playing in the fifth competition, and that would be our target.
It's been a massive year for Irish cricket, winning the Intercontinental Cup, qualifying for the West Indies. Do you hope that the current under-19 side can emulate their senior side?
We would be hopeful. Irish cricket's on a high at the moment. The senior team have done extremely well, as have the youth teams, finishing second in the ICC Trophy and winning the Intercontinental Cup, beating Kenya. It was a tremendous performance, and that came in the back of beating Zimbabwe by 10 wickets and beating the West Indies, where we chased 290 plus. We've also been doing very well the last number of years in youth cricket, where we hold 3 out of 4 of the European underage tournaments, so we seriously hope to keep the good record going.
Are the players aware that a good performance here could set them up for a place in the West Indies with the senior side in next year?
I think they all are, Barry. It's there's places there up for grabs. The senior squad has been announced. It's over 30 players, and I think Adrian Birrell, the national coach, will be watching the performances out here very closely, and no doubt 2, 3, maybe even more players will press hard for an opportunity to play in the next World Cup in West Indies.
Now, I know a big thing out here is the conditions, acclimatisation, very different day this time in Ireland. How have you gone about solving that problem, Brian?
So it was difficult for Northern Hemisphere teams to come south in the winter and compete in an equal footing. This year we've been very fortunate in that Ulster University have opened a new £250,000 acclimatisation chamber, and we've been the first group who've been able to work in that. So since Christmas we've been going down twice a week, and the boys have practiced hard in conditions similar to Sri Lanka, and the spines hold them in good stead, and we've prepared and trained well since the end of last season.
Now, I've noticed that Ireland's got quite a good spin attack. We've got four guys there. How have they done out here?
The four spinners have done a lot of bowling down the nets. Gary Kidd, Andrew Poynter, James Hall and Greg Thompson. And they've all looked very, very good. They've settled into a good rhythm. The conditions out here are very much in their favour. The ball turns. It's not ideal conditions for our seam bowlers. There's very little or no lateral movement, seam movement. The ball does swing early, but after that the pitches are quite slow and low, and I can see the four spinners playing a big part in our campaign.
Now, Owen, it's quite an experienced side. I mean, you were out on Bangladesh 2 years ago. How does the current side compare to that?
Well, I think they're on a par with the Bangladesh team. The only other thing is I believe that we can qualify to the Super 6 League. As Brian said, the group has room for opportunities and favours us, and we're quietly confident about qualifying.
You must be looking forward to the England game. You would know a lot of their players, or a few of their players, having playing for middle set.
Yeah, I would know quite a few of them. Again, it provides quite a big stage for our guys. Who are trying to make it as professional cricketers.
There's quite a depth and a variety to the squad. There are a lot of permutations, you know, a lot of opening bowlers, a lot of spin bowlers, guys who can bat in more than one position. Have you finalised an 11 or indeed a 12 for this competition, or will the practice games determine what the starting 11 is?
We've talked a lot about it, and the boys have practiced hard for the first 3 days. All 14 boys have a chance of playing in the first competitive match, and everybody will be given a chance in the two practice matches, and we'll see how that goes. But we're happy with the squad. There's a good mix of spin, pace, and batting, the two excellent wicketkeepers. So everybody has a chance, and we'll see how the two practice matches go.
You both have been involved in the underage setup for a number of years now. How do you think this side compares to previous sides? I mean, with the 3 or 4 sides who have played in the under-19 World Cup, how does this one rate?
I certainly think it's as good as the previous teams. 2 years ago in Bangladesh was a good side as well. We had very good cricketers like Kevin O'Brien and William Porterfield. And before that, we played in Sri Lanka back in 2000. You had John Mooney, Conor Armstrong, players like that. And back in 98, Ed Joyce. So, I mean, I don't think you can compare really between the sides. We've produced good cricketers at all the World Cups we've taken place. And I don't think this is any different. We've obviously Owen, who's going to lead from the front. He's our captain and has a lot of experience with the Irish national team and with Middlesex. So he'll lead from the front, and he's going to get as much as he can out of his players and get the best out of them, and hopefully we can perform well.
You mentioned Ed Joyce there, featuring on the 98 side. Now, Owen's been compared to him in some circles. How do you feel the two compare side by side when they're at the same age? Do you think Owen can go on and emulate that?
Well, Ed has been a great role model for Irish cricket and has made a great fist of his career at Middlesex. He's had a very good year last year, scored 14,000 runs and scored 15 first-class hundreds, so he's done particularly well, and I've no reason to believe why Owen won't follow in his footsteps. He travels over to Middlesex after this tournament for his first full season, and I think it's a very big year for him. He's looking for an opportunity to get into the first team, which I think will happen this summer. And there's no reason to doubt that he will do very well. Once given a chance, he's got the technical ability, and I think he has the mental strength to be a very, very good cricketer. And hopefully we'll see them both playing for Middlesex this year in England.